Good afternoon. I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 13th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 16, year B. Our readings for today, 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 22 to 30, 41 to 43, Psalm 84, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 20, and the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 56 to 59. To 69, let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Come and worship the living God and the Savior of the world. Come and worship the one who died and was raised again. Come and worship the Spirit who renews and empowers us to be God's people and to offer Him our thanks, our praise, and our worship. Amen. Lord, we have come to praise You for Your faithfulness to Your people, down the centuries and across the world. We have come to remember all You have done for us, changing our lives, renewing our relationship with You, and by Your grace making us Your people. We have come to give You thanks, to sing Your praises, and to acknowledge that You are the Lord. We pray for all those who would hear this broadcast. May Your name be honored and lifted high here and everywhere. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 438, Soldiers of Christ Arise.
Yeah.
We pray the collect for proper 16, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Readiness for Battle. Readiness for Battle. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul sets out what God has done in Christ to restore humanity's relationship with God and God's creation. Paul writes, "He, God, destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved." Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Through Christ, God claimed us as his own. We belong to God. Therefore, the enemy, the tempter, the devil, will always be our adversary. The tempter will wage war against us as he did against Jesus. For after his baptism by John in the River Jordan, when Jesus was affirmed as my son, the beloved, with you I am well pleased, the devil started to wage battle against him. Mark records that the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. Mark chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. The devil would engage in spiritual warfare with Jesus, the Son of God, to try to make him lose his focus on his task of redemption of humankind. By the power of the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God, Jesus was able to withstand the temptations of the devil and triumph in that spiritual battle. We can be certain that this was not the only occasion of spiritual warfare that Jesus encountered. In the Garden of Eden, he was tempted to the Garden of Gethsemane, he was tempted to give up his task and avoid the cross. Jesus remained steadfast as he prayed in his humanness. Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want. Mark chapter 14, verse 36. Throughout his life, Jesus was challenged with spiritual warfare. Therefore, it should be no surprise that his disciples, even today, would be engaged in spiritual battles with the forces of evil. Paul, from his experience, was certain that while the disciples of Christ in Ephesus and in every place would be persecuted by human beings and human institutions, the real battle would be with the spiritual forces of evil. Therefore, He would advise the Christians at Ephesus and us today to be properly prepared and equipped for spiritual warfare with spiritual armor and weaponry. Paul advises that in this battle, we need the whole armor of God in order to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Paul, in his wisdom, guided by the Spirit, identifies 7 items with which Christians need to be outfitted in order to engage the spiritual forces of evil. Paul lists truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, the Spirit, and the Word of God. Paul describes the armor in this way. He says, "Fasten the belt of truth around your waist and put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication." Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. Paul affirms that in order to fight against the spiritual forces of wickedness, we need truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, the Spirit, and the Word of God, all of which we can obtain through Jesus the Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul points out that as we are adopted as God's children through Christ, in Him, that is Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. In Christ, Paul writes, we have also obtained an inheritance. In Him also, we have heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and had believed in Him, we were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 to 13. A knowledge and understanding of Christ's successful mission of redemption of humankind and living by the principles and precepts that Christ taught will equip us with the whole armor of God. An understanding of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, and allowing the Holy Spirit to direct our thoughts, words, and actions will make us ready for the battle with the evil spiritual forces that will assail us. However, readiness for battle by putting on the whole armor of God is not sufficient. The armor must have the right fit. Remember David? When the Israelites on the Saul were faced with the Philistine giant Goliath, the writer of 1 Samuel records, "Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. David straps Saul's sword over his armor, and he tried in vain to walk, for he was not used to them. Then David said to Saul, 'I cannot walk with these.' So David removed them." 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 and 39. It is therefore not sufficient for us to have all the ingredients of the whole armor of God. We must have them in the correct proportions to suit our spiritual growth and spiritual needs. Each of us must put on the armor that fits us. It means that through the Word of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we must strive to understand, acquire, and use all aspects of the armor of God. Truth, which is Christ, righteousness or right living, that is, living by the teachings of Christ, loving God, loving self, loving others, acknowledging that love is an action word, living a life of peace, that peace which passes all understanding that comes from God, that peace which the world cannot give. We have to grow daily in our faith in God. We must be, each of us, at the place where we are sure of the things hoped for and have conviction of things not seen. We must truly believe that salvation comes only through Jesus Christ and obedience to the Holy Spirit, that we are required to live by the Word of God as we are guided by the Holy Spirit to interpret and understand the Word in our context today. To be of use in our spiritual warfare, our armor must have the right fit for each of us. We will achieve the right fit of our armor by daily prayer and Bible study to enable us to grow in our knowledge and understanding of our call to be disciples of Christ and the gifts given to us by God. When we have put on the whole armor of God and we have the right fit, we are equipped for spiritual warfare. But what else does the spiritual warrior need? The spiritual warrior needs a strong heart, a heart of courage, a heart ready for warfare. This battle is not for the faint-hearted. It is a battle that, as disciples of Christ, we must be prepared to fight every day, for the enemy is strong. The enemy is relentless. Therefore, as we are fitted with the whole armor of God, let us ask God for a heart that is ready for the fight, that we will never turn away or give up the fight, that we will be faithful to God always. We can be confident that God will give us the victory, first over each daily battle, and eventually, by God's grace and the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, we will win the war. The war with sin, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Charles Wesley, in his hymn, "Soldiers of Christ, Arise and Put Your Armor On," implores us. He says, "From strength to strength go on, wrestle and fight and pray. Tread all the powers of darkness down and win the well-fought day. That having all things done and all your conflicts past, ye may overcome through Christ alone and all stand entire at last." Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, who for our sake became poor, that through your poverty we might become rich, strengthen all those who, at your call and after your example, have left possessions, parents, hope of family, and their own wills, that they might take up the cross and follow you in the threefold way of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Through the consecration of their lives and the power of their prayers, may your church be strengthened to be the more perfectly conformed to your image, for you are alive and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Grant, O God, we beseech you, that the same mind may be in all the ministers of your church that was in Christ, his self-forgetting humility, his interests in common things, his love for all people, his compassion for the fallen, his tolerance with the mistaken, his patience with the slow, and in all their work and converse, make them continually sensitive to your guidance and ready to do your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Eternal Father, it is your joy to call men and women to serve you across the barriers of race and language and culture. Give them strength and courage, and satisfy their longing to make known the good news of Christ. Bless those who are called along the humble road to serve and support, but not to lead. When they face danger, save them from fear. When they are disheartened, be their friend. When they think they have failed, show them the cross. Give them peace in their hearts and peace in their homes, and the joy of acceptance by those whom they serve for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. And we say the prayer our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, CPWI 440, "We Are Soldiers of Christ Who Is Mighty to Save," verses 1, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And so, we invite you to go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And God be your comforter and strength. God be your hope and support. God be your light and your way. And the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, remain with you now and forever. Amen. And remind you to continue to daily worship. Don't forget to wash your hands, wear your mask, and watch your distance. Do have a spiritually rewarding week, and please be safe.
Yes.